Quelques 60 résidents de la Clabiche sont réunis mercredi dernier au Boat Center pour assister à l'atelier « You've written a will, bury all your ducks in a row ». L'événement organisé par la Mission View Funeral Chapel, en collaboration avec les services du FCSS de la Clabiche, visait à sensibiliser la communauté aux réalités concrètes de la planification de fin de vie. Si la plupart des gens prennent le temps de rédiger un testament, Connie Wetzel, directrice funéraire, explique que peu pensent à ce qui entoure réellement une succession complète.
For anybody who is interested in learning a little bit more about planning for their future, planning for their funeral to be specific.
Distribué à l'entrée, un guide pratique intitulé « Vos documents sont-ils en ordre » a servi de fil conducteur à l'atelier. Les participants ont découvert de nombreuses dimensions, souvent négligées, de la succession, désignation d'un mandataire en cas d'inaptitude, communication de ses volontés à ses proches, enregistrement de directives anticipées, gestion de comptes numériques et bien plus.
The overall topic is in regards to the pre-need as opposed to the at-need. So at-need is when people come to us when their loved one has passed. But the pre-need is when people come to us before anyone has passed, and then they can make their own funeral arrangements, payment arrangements, and just have everything for their funeral basically set up to take the burden off of family members and to avoid any tax implications.
Des cas concrets ont suscité des vives discussions dans la salle, notamment sur la transmission de propriété, les soins de longue durée ou la gestion des dettes après décès.
We have family members who come to us as well if they are planning a funeral for, let's say, a parent who is in the hospital and they're not doing very well and they have been given a diagnosis or they are in palliative state. The family sometimes comes to us to make the arrangements prior to that family member passing, just so that at the time of the passing that they're not burdened or miss anything while making the arrangements in their time of grief.
L'événement s'est terminé par une période de questions animées où plusieurs résidents ont pu poser des questions personnelles et obtenir des réponses adaptées à leur situation.
Once we sort of talked a little bit more about possibly when he would be available, then I approached the Heritage Society and spoke to Stacy St. Jean at the Heritage Society in Lac La Biche. And proposed to her that if we were allowed to use the facilities at the Heritage Society, that Ken would come and facilitate the seminar. And in exchange of using the facility and providing this free seminar, that TruStage will actually be donating back to the Heritage Society $20 per person.
L'événement en collaboration avec l'organisme TruStage a également été tenu à plusieurs endroits, notamment en Saskatchewan et ailleurs en Alberta.
But he does conduct these seminars all around the area in Saskatchewan and Alberta. So the owners of Mission View Funeral Chapel are also the Memento Funeral Chapel out of Bonnyville, Cold Lake and St. Paul, and Ken Pike and TruStage have put on these seminars in the past for Memento as well.
Face à l'engouement, la maison funéraire a confirmé la tenue prochaine d'une clinique de planification successorale où des professionnels offriront des consultations individuelles pour passer de l'information à l'action.
Yes, there is a need in the community. We see a lot of people come to us, once their family member has passed and they're overwhelmed with all of the steps that they need to take in order to plan a funeral, and then of course the cost behind it. So we have had some funerals over the last several months where some of the family members did plan some of their own funeral and had prepaid for it, and that alleviated a lot of the financial stress and burden from the family.
Alors que la fin de vie reste souvent tabou, l'atelier a su apporter des réponses concrètes et humaniser un sujet parfois lourd. Camille Dany Borel FM pour l'IGL.